Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroad Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part three of my three-part interview with entrepreneur and veteran, just an all-around great guy, Stephen Cohn. We've had such a great conversation over these past few days as I've been diving deep on his coaching program and on his book, Unleash Your Humble Alpha, Own Your Presence in Life, and Become an Epic Leader. Folks, you need to get this book, and every book you buy will benefit hungry children. Now, we've been going over a lot of things, a lot of information these past few days. We don't have time to recover. If you missed any of those episodes, you got to go back and catch up, because right now we're going to jump into the conclusion of today's interview with Stephen Cohn, and you do not want to miss this one. And what you call your last goal setting course, share that most men today are goal chasers, not goal achievers, and that they miss three very important steps in achieving their goals. What does that mean, and what are those three steps?
Okay, now you're testing me. Okay, so what it means is this. I can either go for a goal, reach it, and then go for another goal, or I can create a set of cascading goals that lead to, I have targets and goals. So targets fall, goals don't. So we set up, in the course, we have 100 goals for the next 20 to 30 years. And we set up the targets that lead to the big goals. And what you want to do is you want to literally internalize those goals so you see them and you feel them. So if your goal in 30 years is to, own 3 houses or own a golf course or whatever, what's it look like? What kind of grass is growing there? Just like really, really detailed. So for me, creating the first step to reaching goals is creating new habits and breaking old habits. Okay. So creating new habits, we call, that's the first part. Second part is habit stacking. So habit stacking is real simple. If you already have a habit and you want to change it or add a habit, for instance, if I want to start meditating, which I do, but if I wanted to start meditating, the first thing I do every morning is grab a coffee. Mm-hmm. So beside my coffee machine, I will put my my earphones. I go, oh yeah, I got to meditate. And I go meditate. And then when I go in my office where I meditate, I have my journal. Oh yeah, I got a journal. Mm-hmm. So you start creating these habit stacks. If you want a journal before you go to bed, put your journal on your pillow when you leave the bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so these are all things you can do to create that path to greatness that you're creating for yourself. Right. And the review of number three is a review of those goals constantly. So you journal on them every day. You look at them. You may have a slideshow or a vision board or whatever it is that you're creating in order to remind yourself, this is what I'm working toward. It sounds medial, but we did the last goal setting course and we had 60 enrollees, and then we locked it down and we let it go for a year. So the course is 8 weeks. We didn't sell one other course. We didn't admit anyone else until we had 1 year of results. Mm. And anyone who did the work, and I'm talking, they went from a solopreneur to a business owners. They went from a single person to a married person with a thriving business. Metamorphosis like you would never see from an 8 week course.
Yeah.
So it's the last goal setting course you'll ever need. That's why we call it that. Cause we teach a little bit about spirituality, about belief. I always like to say, you have belief is the first stage, then you have faith, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have certainty. So belief is like, I believe, it's an active thing. Like, yeah, I believe I can do this. Faith is like when we pray to God, right? We have faith that's going to happen. But do you really have faith when you ask for the same thing a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, a sixth time? You're basically saying, hey, what's up? I'm praying again. Why isn't it happening? Yeah. Right. Either you have 100% certainty that when you pray and you let it go, he knows what to do with it. You don't have to remind him, right? So that's where the certainty comes in. Once you know, okay, it's taken care of, then it happens. But as long as you only have faith and not certainty on top of that faith, you might have difficulty getting to your goal because you're always questioning, what's going on? What's going on? Is it there? Why is it not here? Come on. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Amen. Tell us about your book, Unleash Your Humble Alpha. How did you come to the place where this book became the project that it's turned into?
Okay, now we're getting into the weeds here. So I make a trip to Peru every year in May or August, and I work with sacred plant medicine with the Quechua tribe, which is the last descendants of the Incas. And we do it at the top of the mountain in Cusco, right at the Temple of the Moon and all of the ruins of the, if you've seen Ancient Aliens on History Channel, that's where it was filmed.
Okay.
So I have a friend who has a camp there, a compound, and I go every year and I work with the local, you know, indigenous tribe, I guess you could call it.
Okay.
And we go through identity, purpose, and certainty. That's how we do it every year. So one year, a guy in the tribe, in the Vetpreneur tribe, said, "Hey, I'd love to go to Peru with you." That was Lane. We met in Peru. And Lane and I were there, and I had a group called The Humble Man, and he had a group called Authentic Alpha. So we were sitting there in Peru, and we were finishing with the session, and we just looked at each other and said, "Humble Alpha." And that's how it was born.
Wow.
So my Humble Man, his Authentic Alpha, brought together the Humble Alpha. And we just started working on the concept, I don't think purposely, but through conversation. We speak every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 times every day since then. It's been 2 years.
Wow.
And we were really brilliant. He's an amazing guy, amazing, amazing, humble, low-key, very, very thoughtful, purposeful, and very spiritual. Amen. So and we ended up doing that. And then when we got to the point of writing the book, we're like, you know, we don't want to just write something. We don't want to just write some instructional book. Let's go back through our lives and look what happened. And that's when we started combing, right? Started combing through our lives. And that took a long time. It was sometimes painful, but sometimes joyful, because we're like, wow, you know, I really like made it through, you know, I made it through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, all that stuff, you know, cause I had suicide attempts and I was in jail and I, you know, lived in a monastery with the Christian monks. Yeah. You know, and you know, just all kinds of crazy stuff. But one thing I have to say is that certainty that I had didn't come from things that I did. It came from within, knowing that I, you know, there's a great person inside of me. I just need to know how to let it out. And that's the first thing that we always talk about, is getting rid of that ego. Because the ego won't allow you to be who you are, because you're supposed to fit into this cookie cutter somehow, right?
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah.
And so it was a sometimes painful, teary, joyful process, and I couldn't have done it with a better guy than Lane. I mean, he really facilitates, and I facilitate him. It's an amazing thing. I can highly recommend getting a battle buddy like that.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And with, you know, even though you're in armor and the cav and he's a special forces, you still have that brotherhood connection as well. So that helps. Now, let's talk real quick about your trip to Peru. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, I've been working with sacred plant medicine for about 16 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And you know, I've heard some things about that. Is that safe to take that kind of stuff? I mean,
well, it is the way we do it. Yeah. We work with facilitators. We don't just, you know, there's a lot of people that they call it ayahuasca tourism or Saint. We work with ayahuasca, which they call the mother, and San Pedro, which is the father. So it's a yin and yang sort of energies, female, masculine, feminine. But a lot of people go down there and they take cups of it and then just want to go on this trip and want to get high or whatever it is. We don't, we don't do that. We work with preparation. It's a 3-week preparation before you even get there. And then when we get there, we go through the processes. So we have daily sort of processes that we go through. And what this does, what sacred plant medicine does, is it allows you to let go of all the conscious and subconscious blocks that you have. So it opens up your pathway so you can actually find out who you are much deeper and quicker and fulfilling than you would just trying to figure it out on your own with books and things like that. Wow. So what it does is it frees up who you really are inside and allows you to recognize and feel it, like literally be that person. And so that you remember. So, you know, you create that memory reflex, muscle memory, mind memory, right? So once you're there and you have that, then you know what it's like, right? So when you're back in America or wherever you go, I'm in Europe, you remember what it was like, and that's what you strive to be. And every year you get closer and closer and closer. And it's never ending, because our identity and our purpose is always metamorphosing and changing and shifting and, you know, sort of grooving around and stuff. But that red line, or that blue line in this case down the middle, is you. Right. That's your identity. That's who you really are. Yeah. And this process that we use in Peru, we're supposed to be leaving in 11 days. Unfortunately, we're not going. We're pushing out to August.
Pushing
out to August. That blue line allows you, and going to Peru every year at least once allows me to stay on my path and always sort of adjust, or maybe just a half a degree, and to stay true to who I am for real, and take into account the growth that I've had over the past year.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I've interviewed, I can't remember the name right now, it was about a year or so ago, and he I don't know if it's the same
places and stuff, but he goes to Peru and it's like a 40-day fast or something. He's down there and you know, with this group that he goes with, and you're all talking about basically the same thing. So, you know, that must be a popular destination. I'll put it like that.
Well, it is, because that's the birth of it, I guess you could say. You know, that's where the birth of it. Cusco is the oldest city in all of the Americas.
Okay.
So that's where we go. And it's just that, you know, you have the Inca, it's a 500-year-old temple right in front of you. And you literally you walk out the front, the compound gate, and there's a temple of the moon 100 feet away. I mean, it's just the thrones and the ruins and the Pachamama Canal and all. It's all right there. Literally, you walk out a minute, it's all right there. And that facilitates, even if it's only in your mind or spiritually or whatever, that facilitates an openness that you have, that you're in its special place.
Yeah. Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah. And that's just very, it's very empowering, if you could put it that way. Yeah. But like I said, we don't go overboard. We take small doses. We work with practitioners who's been doing it for 20, 30 years. Yeah. We don't, no tourism, extra stuff and mushrooms, whatever they put in there to have a little better effect or whatever. We go with business leaders, by the way. So it's not like tourism at all. It's and veterans usually as well. So usually veterans. I have two other friends that are now Lane, myself, Jeff and Guy. Jeff and Guy I met in the tribe as well.
Mm.
And they came to Peru last year, and now we're all four working together. So you connect on a different level than you could ever.
Right. Yeah.
Anywhere else.
Exactly. Exactly. Now you said the book, it took you and Lane 2 years to research and delve deep personally inside. How long did it take you to actually write the book?
Once we sat down and started writing it, that's about 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. That was quick. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like a two year sort of taking notes, and we had to gather them all up, put them together, seed them together, had an editor. And then we had them actually interview us and took it on tape. They wrote down the manuscripts and then fit it into where we had written. It was a massive process.
Amen.
Recording space, the time we recorded was about 2 weeks, but you know, the book is still being edited right now for the PDF version. It's coming out next week.
Okay. Yeah. And the name Humble Alpha, you said how it came to be. And it's kind of cool because almost like diametric opposites, you know, humble, timid, shy, and, you know, alpha, confidence, outspoken. And, you know, so how can a person be both humble and an alpha, I guess, at the same time?
Because an alpha it equals a leader, basically, is what people think an alpha is. Or that's the reputation of an alpha. Mm-hmm. And that's on the inside. Mm-hmm. And the humble is on the outside.
Amen.
So that alpha is on the inside. The alpha knows what to do, when to do it, with who to do it, how to do it, how far to go, how not far. You know, they know this, and they're present in life. They look at the good. They, you know, it's that's on the inside. And then outside is that humble, that humility. You don't have to tell anybody you're a leader. They see it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's just that. It's that kind of thing. And when I was leading companies, you know, the company had 87 locations, 3,500 employees. I trained thousands of people on this stuff. The HIT principles was the biggest thing I trained. I've been doing that for 15 years. And I didn't get called the hitman until I came on the internet. People were like, oh, the hitman. You know, I was like, I never thought of that. I could have marketed that for 15 years.
that's awesome.
And it goes to show you, going online can change everything.
That's true.
Yeah. So when I was in these companies, I would always be doing these different things than anyone else ever did before. People were like, well, how can you take a team? So I'm a turnaround specialist. Okay. So I still do it. So basically I'll take companies that are in trouble or need to scale and they can't get through a revenue plateau. I'll go in and do what I call immediate impact revenue. We'll find quick dormant revenue for them so they could bust through that that plateau. And then we'll set up structures and procedures to drive them onto their business as well, drive them forward onto scaling. And so I would do that for all these locations we had in this business. And I'd go in and I'd fix a location within like a month or two, where the revenue generation, they were failing before, and now they're winning. And, you know, the owners of the company was listed. They were like, well, how can you do that in 1 month with the same team? You didn't hire anybody else new. You didn't fire anybody. How did that happen? You know what I mean? It's because the leadership that I cherish comes from within. So my values dictate my actions. Mm-hmm. I don't have an action because you did something. I have to do this. You know, if someone doesn't understand what I'm saying or they do something wrong, I look at myself first. Okay, how did I not make that clear? Maybe I could have said it in a different way. I'll ask questions and say, well, how did you understand it? Okay. So, and then there's a lot of things like the three question rule and you know, all these kind of things that I go through, and changing your office, and there's a whole bunch of things. And I'll just give you an example. This is a great way to empower people and make them feel like they really, really belong, is when someone comes to you as a leader and they have a problem, you say, hey, I have a client or I have a problem. What do we do? And you say, well, give me three examples of what you would do. I'm like, what do you mean? Why three? Because this forces you to look at it from different angles. Don't come back until you have three answers, please.
Yeah.
And they come back and they have three suggestions. And so which one should I do? It's like, well, you tell me. You put all the work in. So what do you say?
Yeah.
Number two. Yeah, go for it. And they're like, okay. And then they come back again a second, third time, they don't come back. They're empowered. Right. They're empowered. They know exactly what you expect, you know, what to expect now when they go in there. And they're like, yeah, I got this. Next thing you know, you're creating other humble alphas in your team. We teach this as well, by the way. So in the book, level 4 and 5, we go into this as well. How to make your team humble alphas.
And I learned that same concept in the cavalry, in the S3 planning and ops. And, you know, the general will come out and say, okay, here's the mission. Boom. And you got your assigned mission. And the squadron commander will tell S3, give me three different ways to accomplish this mission.
Yeah.
You know, you develop three different plans, and then you present it to him. And he'd do the same thing. Okay, Major, which one do you think we should do?
Right.
Because usually the one that you put the most emphasis on is the one that works.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it works with – it's great for employees that aren't in positions of leadership yet.
Yeah.
It really forces them to look inside and say, well, I have to stand behind whatever I'm going to choose right now, so it better be good. Yeah. You know,
when I had my own company, and even as a supervisor with the police department, someone would come up and say, well, you know, you wanted me to do this and this, but I'm not able to get this information. And the easiest thing, let's say it was on finances, the easiest thing is to say, well, did you call Jack down in finance? Call Jack down in finance and tell him you want the information. Instead, you say, well, you need these financials. Who do you think you should call?
Yeah.
Jack down in finance? Okay, why don't you go ahead and do that? Let them come up with the idea, and then they own it.
It's coaching. That's basically what you just explained is coaching. What they used to call coaching. Now coaching has a whole different reputation. But back in the day, it's just asking questions until they come up with the answer themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, we're going to pause right here for a minute, and we'll be right back after this message. Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. Now, in this new book, Unleash Your Humble Alpha, Stephen Kuhn and Lane Ballone work as allies with business leaders, with entrepreneurs, with pioneers, and with you to rocket you to your next level by crushing societal expectations. This will definitely birth in you a new energy that will pour over into all areas of your life, into your relationships, your businesses, your teams, and will propel you to create what is often called a legendary quality of life. In addition, Stephen and Lane, they aim to feed 5,000 children, 5,000, who are living with food insecurity right now. And they are doing this with this special book launch. When you give a donation of support on the crowdfunding page for Unleash Your Humble Alpha, which, by the way, is the world's first strategic philanthropy book launch, they will donate 100% of net proceeds to an initiative called Generosity Feeds. Generosity Feeds has provided over 3.6 million meals to date to children in the United States. Generosity Feeds is an initiative of the Replenish Foundation, which is a registered 501c3 foundation. Just go to the links down below in the show notes and click on the link for the book. Please sign up today. It will help you with a unique understanding of how to unleash that humble alpha that's already within you, and you will make an impact in children's lives as well. Go to the link in the show notes down below right now, and I want to thank you personally for your support of this great initiative. Now, the Humble Alpha training program, that come out of the book?
Yeah.
Okay. So
the book, if you read the book, you get the structure, but you don't, the actual how to do it is in there as well, but it's a lot more complex than the book. I mean, it's about 240 pages, I believe, the book, but it's much more complex. So we have a year-long program where Lane and myself go with either, it depends on what the session is, but we have either one-on-one, and we have a group session of like three or four guys, and we work through all of these processes. And then, at, you know, the fifth principle we have is called quality of life, QOL. That's the name of our company, QOL Enterprises. And at every video you've ever seen me do, I always end it with this statement, and that's, it's all about quality of life. You know, so that's yeah, right. That's what we all strive for in the end. That's what we want, right? That's what most people want. That's what almost everybody wants, whatever your quality of life means to you. So we focus on that as well as the outcome, right? So at the third week of every month, we don't do anything. It's about quality of life time. We plan the quality of life time. We plan time, the dates with the wife, plan the times with the kids. It's to ensure that you get those habits. Like I said, we start habit stacking and all these different kind of things. So we take them through this process. We have, you know, we have different ways to help them get jump starts. Like one of them is the Apollo Neuro. It's a wearable which transmits vibrations into your system to boost your mood or to help you with more focus immediately, or brain.fm that helps you focus for, you know, 2 or 3 hours to have sort of a jump start. So we use technology, we use subject matter experts, and then our coaching as well that you know, from our leadership roles to actually drive you down that road where you come out the other end, the person you're meant to be, the epic leader that's already inside you.
You said that quality of life was the fifth step. Can you give us what the steps are?
Well, they're the principles. They're the five principles. So we have creating space. I'm going to do this. Creating space, relational capital, HIT, life enterprise. We didn't talk about that yet. Life enterprise and quality of life. Life enterprise is one of my favorites. So probably my favorite after HIT. And life enterprise is as simple as this. As a CEO is the CEO of their business enterprise, you're the CEO of your life enterprise. And a CEO answers to who? To stakeholders, right? Mm-hmm. So you as a CEO of your life enterprise answers to all the stakeholders, and all the stakeholders are the people in your life. And what's your job as a CEO to the stakeholders? It's to make them happy, right? So you got to make stakeholders happy. Otherwise, you don't have a job, right?
Yeah.
But you do it out of an internal drive. So you want to elevate them. Like I said, this is where the investing in relational capital comes. So in your life enterprise, you elevate and you invest in relational capital with your stakeholders.
Amen.
And what that does, I always picture it like this. If everyone in my life is elevated, it's creating a funnel towards me.
Yeah.
Right. So all the goodness comes back. Amen. You don't do it for that reason, but that's the outcome.
Yeah. That's good. Amen. Yeah. So your book, The Humble Alpha, as you're preparing this for launch, you're doing something to help feeding the children as well. What is the strategic philanthropy book launch? Explain that.
The strategic philanthropy book launch is real simple. Lane and I both come from childhoods where, you know, food was not always there. It was scarce. Lane more than myself. And, you know, when we were doing this, we said, you know, writing a book, putting it out there, making some money, you know, whatever, that's cool, whatever. But what can we do to actually have an impact, a real impact? Because the impact on the man will be epic. And so what else can we do to show that we don't only care about us or man or whatever, but to actually, this is part of a humble alpha is providing, or it's providership. Mm-hmm. So we have, we combed the planet, I guess you could say, and we came up with this charity called generosityfeeds.org. And they've prepared over 3.5 million meals in the past years for children in America who are, they call it food deficient or whatever, and there's like a special saying for it, but they have a deficit of food that they need to eat. And even now in the COVID situation, a lot of parents depended on schools to feed their kids for lunch. Yeah. And now there's no school, so now that creates another problem. So we decided to work with them. So all the proceeds go to generosityfeeds.org, meaning every book that we sell feeds 3 children.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. And we did that just because we wanted to, have an impact. We wanted to do something more than just writing a book. I mean, the book is incredible. It's our life stories. You know, there's a lot of stories in there. It's not just an instructional book. So I talk about how I went through X, came out with Z, and then teach how to do the Z instead of, so you don't have to go through what I went through or what Lane went through to learn that part. So we tell the story, tell the outcome, and then teach it.
Amen. And when is the official book launch?
It's launched now as far as the crowdsourcing goes.
Right.
So we're going to see COVID sort of knocked it out a little bit. So it's at the end of June is when it's over. And then we're probably going to either publish it or just start selling it on Amazon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But so, I mean, you can, if you get it now, you'll get it when it's, you can, for instance, if you buy now, everyone who bought so far will get the PDF version within the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's at humblealphabook.com.
Okay. And that's the question I was going to ask now. That's where they can sign up for the crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Website. Okay. Okay.
Humblealphabook.com.
Okay. And there's different levels in crowdfunding. There's like different levels and things like that they can choose. Okay.
Yeah. You can get the PDF, the audiobook, the PDF, the audiobook, and the soft cover paperback. Mm-hmm. You can get a special edition, you know, hard copy. You can get 5 books, 10 books, 20 books for your team. You can book like a pack of 25 books and then a one-on-one with Lane and myself with your team per video. Mm-hmm. You can get, you know, like 100 books with a trip that where Lane and I go to your business and we actually train your team. And just, so it's just a whole different level. To the biggest one, the biggest perk is we all go to one location with Generosity Feeds and we feed 1,000 kids.
Oh, wow.
In person. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Where is that going to be at? Do you know?
I don't know yet. It depends. It depends what time of year it is. You know, if it's, you know, we're thinking Hawaii, make it a little beneficial.
Why not?
Not two birds with one stone, right? I mean, come
on. Right. That's right. Amen. Amen. That is awesome. Stevie, you've given us a lot of information, a lot to think about. I just love it. I really do. If someone wanted to get more information, maybe ask a question or to get in touch with you, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me, Facebook, Stephen Kuhn Official. Okay. They can go to our website, QOLEnterprises.com. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, you can write me. I'm very accessible. I answer every email and that kind of stuff. My email is my name, Stephen Eugene Kuhn @gmail.com.
Amen.
And, so that's, I'm very accessible. Yeah. So.
Amen. Folks, you know, Stephen Kuhn and Lane Ballone's book, Unleash Your Humble Alpha. This is a must have today. Yeah. You got to have this book. I mean, you really need to go down the show notes and sign up and order this book. You know, I'm going to be getting my copy this afternoon as soon as we get off here. I mean, this is something that will radically change your perception and results in life. And I am so impressed by what I heard today, Stephen. This is awesome.
And absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a very comfortable interview.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, folks, this book will show you how to step into your greatness through stories and examples, along with the simple actionable steps that Stephen and Lane have shared. You know, you're going to have online resources so you can dive deeper through the book. You know, Stephen's going to coach you on your journey to become the humble alpha male in today's society. Use the links down below. Go in the show notes down below. Order your copy today and do so knowing that you will be helping to feed children that are desperate for their next meal right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to this after the actual book is launched, you know, because this will be online for who knows how long, know that you can still make a difference.
Yeah.
So order your book today while you're thinking about it right now, because you know if you say, well, I'll do it later, something's going to distract you, you're going to forget about it. Go down the show notes right now, click on the link, and get it ordered. Sign up for it right now. In fact, you should order 2, 3, 4 books because you know somebody else that can use this information as well. So sow into their life so that things will come back to your life. Now, if you're a woman listening to this today, I know you know somebody that you probably want to be like Stephen described today, and they need this information as well. So go ahead and order the book for them. Invest in them. You know, if it's your spouse or significant other, you could be the one that launches them to the next level of confidence and success. Stephen, thank you again for coming on the program and sharing all this information with us.
My absolute pleasure. I'm looking forward to staying in touch.
Amen. And I look forward to that too. And this, oh, man, you know, Cav. Oh, yeah.
Cavalry.
Yeah. Next time I'll put on my Stetson for you. But
folks.
There you go. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Again, go down in the show notes. Order at least one, but preferably 2 or more of this great book and make a difference in feeding the hungry children at the same time that you're investing in yourself. Do it today. For Stephen Kuhn and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting.
Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.